Yo veo mi responsabilidad como abogado.
About 70 people fill a meeting room at Utah Cultural Celebration Center in West Valley City. Jessica Carlson is one of the coordinators for this information session on deferred action.
People are coming out and very excited. This isn't even giving them citizenship. This isn't even permanent. This is 2 years, and they are jumping at the opportunity.
The new policy defers deportation and grants work authorization to those who entered the U.S. before their 16th birthday, who've been in the country for at least 5 years, and who are currently under 31. Applicants must either be in school, have graduated from high school, or have earned their GED, and must not have a serious criminal record. When President Obama first made his announcement in June, immigrant advocates estimated that about 8,000 Utahns could potentially qualify. 18-year-old Sol Jimenez is one of the organizers and is applying for deferred action status herself.
It's incredible how many people are showing up to these information forums. It's incredible how many people would benefit from this. You know, people I didn't even know there were so many people in our community that would be so impacted.
Jimenez came here from Mexico when she was 2 years old. She's just starting her freshman year at the University of Utah.
You know, I can actually start getting a job now, start living on my own. Internships, volunteering opportunities, all those things where you need a social. It's been opening a lot of doors as far as opportunistic things for my career and for my college path.
But along with the excitement about new opportunities, there is also fear and uncertainty.
Could you give me more detail what a significant misdemeanor means?
Yeah.
Attorney Mark Alvarez is leading the information session and fielding questions.
The big concern is it real? I think it is. I think immigration has put in place a process to start evaluating people for deferred action. Some questions about criminal records. Will minor records, will juvenile records affect my possibilities for deferred action? Another, is this a permanent fix? It's not. It's recognized in the documentation that this is temporary, that it will last for 2 years, possibly be renewed for another 2 years, but it's not a permanent fix.
Eduard Hernandez is 22 and in the middle of his application process. He came today with a question about how to identify his status. Should he write illegal or no lawful status? For Hernandez and all the immigrants I spoke with, there is a concern about what will happen down the line, since the policy is not permanent, and whether they may eventually face deportation.
Well, that's on everyone's mind right now when you're undocumented, but like my parents tell me, you live an honest life and you try and not get in trouble with the law and you'll be good.
Hernandez says the benefits far outweigh the risks.
I'm just taking my chances. I mean, if this is an opportunity and I'm going to take full advantage of it, and if I apply, that's very good for me. But if not, then I will have to make other plans.
With deferred action status, Hernandez says he can go to school to be an ER nurse. Without it, he may decide to go back to Mexico to pursue his education there. But for those who've been in trouble with the law or have used an illegal Social Security number, the decision may not be so clear-cut. For them, it may not be worth the risk of exposure. The application asks for your Social Security number, if any. Mark Alvarez says those people should speak to an attorney.
I think under the Fifth Amendment, people should not have to divulge numbers that don't belong to them. Right not to self-incriminate. Many know the right to remain silent. I think that argument should prevail. On the other hand, I think it's also good that people be honest and divulge information that's being asked for. That is a headache for almost every immigration attorney I've spoken to. We don't know how to advise people. And so what we do is lay out the alternatives. Ultimately, the person makes the choice.
Sol Jimenez says it's a tough call, but she thinks people should take advantage of this opportunity to step out of the shadows.
It's worth that risk to actually be able to contribute now, to actually be able to put yourself out there and be seen and recognized for what you're doing.
The Utah chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association and Holy Cross Ministries are offering numerous workshops around the state to answer questions and walk people through the process if they decide they want to apply. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.